fight the fight. We are here to equip you. Because you love the truth, LibertyRadioLive.com.
You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. We're doing a continuing study here in the book of Judges. And we've got all the way to, Judges chapter 17. So we're going to pick up here in chapter 17 in verse 1. And there was a man of Mount Ephraim whose name was Micah. And he said unto his mother, the 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from thee, about which thou cursest and speakest of also in mine ears, behold, the silver is with me, and I took it. And his mother said, blessed be thou of Yahuwah, my son. Okay, I'm trying to, well, I don't know where the, it's first I've heard of the 1,100 pieces of silver, except or that was the same amount of silver given to Samson's to Delilah to betray Samson. Okay, well, I'm not sure that's tied in, but it's just a coincidence here. Continuing, and when he had restored the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, I had wholly dedicated the silver unto Yahuwah from my hand for my son to make a graven image and a molten image. Now therefore I will restore it unto thee. Yet he restored the money unto his mother, and his mother took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to the founder, who made thereof a graven image and a molten image, and they were in the house of Micah. And the man Micah had a house of gods, and made an ephod and a teraphim, and consecrated one of his sons, who became his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And there was a young man out of Bethlehem, Judah, of the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he sojourned there. And the man departed out of the city from Bethlehem, Judah, to sojourn where he could find a place, and he came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, as he journeyed. And Micah said to him, whence comest thou? And he said to him, I am a Levite of Bethlehem, Judah, and I go to sojourn where I might find a place. And Micah said to him, dwell with me, and be unto me a father and a priest. Interesting. And I will give you 10 shekels of silver by the year, and a suit of apparel, and thy victuals. So the Levite went in. And the Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was unto him as one of his sons. And Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and was in the house of Micah. Then said Micah, now I know that Yahuwah will do me good, seeing I have a Levite to priest. Chapter 18, verse 1. In those days there was no king in Israel, and in those days the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance to dwell in. For unto that day all their inheritance had not fallen unto them among the tribes of Israel. And the children of Dan sent of their family 5 men from their coasts, men of valor, from Zorah and from Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to search it. And they said unto them, go search the land, who, when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. When they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man, the Levite, and they turned in thither, and said unto him, who brought thee hither? And what makest thou in this place? And what hast thou here? And he said to them, Thus and thus dealeth Micah with me, and hath hired me. I am his priest. And they said unto him, Ask counsel, we pray thee, of God, that we may know whither our way which we go shall be prosperous. And the priest said unto them, Go in peace, before Yahuwah is your way wherein you go. And the five men departed, and came to Laish, and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure. And there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything, and they were far from the Zidonians, and had no business with any man. And they came unto their brethren in Zorah and Eshtaol, and their brethren said unto them, What say ye? And they said, Arise, that we may go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And are ye still? Be not slothful to go, and to enter and possess the land. And when ye go, you shall come unto a people secure, and to a large land, for God hath given it into your hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is in the earth. And there went from thence the family of the Danites out of Zorah, and out of Eshtaol 600 men, appointed with weapons of war. And they went and pitched in Kirjath-Jearim in Judah, wherefore they called that place Mahane-Dan. And unto this day, behold, it is Kirjath-Jearim. And they passed thence into the Mount Ephraim, and came unto the house of Micah. Then answered the five men that went to spy out the country of Laish, and said unto the brethren, Do you know that there is in these houses an ephod, a teraphim, and a graven image, and a molten image? Now therefore consider what you have to do. And they turned thitherward, and came to the house of the young man, the Levite, even to the house of Micah, and saluted him. And the 600 men appointed their weapons of war, which were of the children of Dan, stood by the entering of the gates. And the five men that went out to spy the land went up, and came in thither, and took the graven image, and the ephod, and the teraphim, and the molten image. And the priest stood in the entering of the gate with 600 men that were appointed with weapons of war. And these went into Micah's house and fetched the carved image, the ephod, the teraphim, and the molten image. Then said the priest unto them, What do ye? And they said unto him, Hold thy peace, lay thine hand upon thy mouth, and go with us, and be to us a father and a priest. It is better for thee to be a priest unto the house of one man, or that thou be a priest unto a tribe and a family in Israel. And the priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod and the teraphim and the graven image, and they went in the midst of the people. So they turned and departed, and put the little ones and the cattle and the carriage before them. And when they were a good way from the house of Micah, the men that were in the houses near to Micah's house were gathered together and overtook the children of Dan. And they cried unto the children of Dan, and they turned their faces and said unto Micah, What aileth thee that thou comest with such a company? And he said, Ye have taken away my gods which I made, and the priests, and ye are gone away, and what have I more? And what is this that you say unto me, What aileth thee? And the children of Dan said unto him, Let not thy voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows run upon thee, and thou lose thy life with the lives of thy household. And the children of Dan went their way, and when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his house. And they took the things which Micah had made, and the priests which he had, and came unto Laish, and the people that were at quiet and secure, and they smote them with the edge of the sword, and burnt the city with fire. And there was no deliverer, because it was far from Zidon, and they had no business with any man, and it was in the valley that lieth by Beth Rehob, and they built a city and dwelt therein. And they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan their father, who was born unto Israel. Howbeit the name of the city was Laish at the first. And the children of Dan set up the graven image. And Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. And they set them up Micah's graven image, which he had made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. And it came to pass in those days, when there was no king in Israel, that there was a certain Levite sojourning on the side of Mount Ephraim, who took to him a concubine out of Bethlehem, Judah. And we're in Judges chapter 19, and now verse 2. And his concubine played the whore against him, and went away from him unto her father's house to Bethlehem, Judah, and was there 4 whole months. And her father arose and went after her to speak friendly unto her, and to bring her again, having a servant with him, and a couple of asses. And she brought him unto her father's house, and when the father of the damsel saw him, he rejoiced to meet him. And his father-in-law, the damsel's father, retained him, and he abode with him 3 days. So they did eat and drink and lodge there. And it came to pass on the fourth day, when they arose early in the morning, that he rose up to depart, and the damsel's father said unto his son-in-law, comfort thine heart with a morsel of bread, and afterward go your way. And they sat down and did eat and drink, both of them together, for the damsel's father had said unto the man, be content, I pray thee, and tarry all night, and let thine heart be merry. And when the man rose up to depart, his father-in-law urged him, therefore he lodged there again. And he arose early in the morning on the fifth day to depart, and the damsel's father said, comfort thy heart, pray thee. And they tarried until the afternoon, and did eat, both of them. And when the man rose up to depart, he and his concubine and his servant, his father-in-law, the damsel's father, said to him, behold, now the day draweth toward evening. I pray you tarry all night. Behold, the day groweth to an end. Lodge here, that thine heart be merry, and tomorrow get you early on your way, that thou mayest go home. But the man would not tarry that night, but he rose up and departed, and came over against Jabus, which is at Jerusalem. And there with him 2 asses saddled, his concubine also was with him. And when they were by Jabus, the day was far spent. And the servant said to his master, come, I pray thee, let us turn in into this city of the Jebusites, and lodge in it. And his master said to him, we will not turn aside hither into the city of a stranger that is not of the children of Israel. We will pass over to Gibeah. And he said to his servant, come, let us draw near to one of these places to lodge at all night, in Gibeah or in Ramah. And they passed on and went their way, and the sun went down upon them when they were by Gibeah, which belongeth to Benjamin. And they turned aside thither to go in and lodge in Gibeah. And when they went in, he sat him down in a street of the city, for there was no man that took them into his house to lodging. And behold, there came an old man from his work out of the field at the even, which was also of Mount Ephraim, and he sojourned in Gibeah. But the men of the place were Benjamites. And when he lifted up his eyes, he saw a wayfaring man in the street of the city. And the old man said, whither goest thou, and whence comest thou? And he said to him, we were passing from Bethlehem, Judah, toward the side of the Mount Ephraim. From thence am I, and I went to Benjamin, Judah, but I am now going to the house of Yahuwah, and there is no man that receiveth me to house. Yet there is both straw and provender for asses, and there is bread and wine also for me, and for thy handmaid, and for the young man which is with thy servants. There is no want of anything. And he told the old man, peace be with thee, howsoever let all thy wants lie upon me. only lodge not in the street. So he brought him into his house and gave him provender unto the asses, and they washed their feet and did eat and drink. Now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, beset the house round about and beat at the door and spoke to the master of the house, the old man, saying, bring forth the man that came into thine house, that we may know him. Now this sounds familiar. Sons of Belial. And of course, who is Belial? But, well, let's see. I'm going to look at the word Belial here in our Textus Receptus in the Hebrew and see what our Strong's writes about it. Wicked, naughty, evil. Belial, without profit, worthless, destruction. That's what Belial means. So, sons of Belial, worthless men, that we may know them. And I don't think they just wanted to make their acquaintance. And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them and said unto them, nay, my brethren, I pray you, do not so wickedly. Seeing that this man has come into my house, do not this folly. Behold, my daughter, a maiden, and his concubine, them I will bring out now, and humble them, and do with them that seemeth good to you. But unto this man do ye not so vile a thing. But the men would not hearken him, so that the man took his concubine and brought her forth to them, but they... And they knew her and abused her all the night until the morning. And when the day began to spring, they let her go. Oh, man. This is the same thing that happened that, well, was offered to sacrifice the woman. Well, today, and I guess perhaps in that day they couldn't do that, today you would get out your AK-47 and you would mow these suckers down. Of course, you'd probably go to prison for a hate crime in the morning, but yeah, I guess you have to put yourself in their position. But still, no matter how you look at this, I don't like it. I'm going to tell you that sacrifice the woman, a woman, to satisfy these wicked men. Verse 26, then came the woman in the dawning of the day and fell down at the door of the man's house, where her lord was, until it was light. And the lord rose up in the morning, opened the doors of the house, and went out to go his way. And behold, the woman, his concubine, was fallen down at the door of the house, and her hands were upon the threshold. And he said to her, up, let us be going. But none answered. Then the man took her upon his ass, and the man rose up and got him to his place. And when he was come unto his house, he took a knife, and laid hold upon his concubine, and divided her together with her bones into 12 pieces, and sent her into all the coasts of Israel. And it was so that all that saw it, there was no such deed done, nor seen, from the day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt unto this day. Consider of it, take advice, and speak your minds. And speak, it says, and your minds is added. Well, I guess I could, if I had some time, I could think of a commentary for that, but what would I say to that? This man looked for a place, and this was in the house of the children of Israel, and it's a demonstration of how far gone Israel was. The man wouldn't lodge in the house of strangers, as his servant had asked him to do, but he says, no, I got to go to my own people, the house of Israel, and lodge there. He went into the city. No one would take him in. And then when someone takes him in, these wicked men of the city come out, and they take his concubine, and they abuse her all night long, so that she's practically dead on the door, and I would assume that she died. And as a lesson to the 12 tribes of Israel, he divides her up and sends her. And of course, people have to, the point being that when everyone got their part, they had to ask, what is this? So the story would be told. And that would shame some people, I guess. But They did things a little differently in that day. That wouldn't be done today, I don't think, in any city. But that doesn't mean that wickedness is not in our land. And the days are coming, as the days are already here, where they're going to do with us as they please, because we see these wicked people that would abuse the abusers of mankind with themselves, men with men. We see the days coming where they will be unrestrained as they were in that day. So you think, oh, how could this happen? How could anyone do that? Well, consider the day. You haven't been in it, but it's here and it's coming. And I believe we're going to see it in America, where you're going to have atrocities like this, that you're going to have gang rapes of men. Men gang raping other men. Because that's what the homosexual community is all about. They are not monogamous, as you might believe. They are not partners for life. They are not exclusive, as a man is with a woman under God's law. But they are in it for only one thing, and that is to satisfy their lusts with each other and with men that they might abuse. And what's going to happen when they are unrestrained? This is what will happen. And there you have my commentary on it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
fight the fight. We are here to equip you because you love the truth. LibertyRadioLive.com.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Who will tell them if not you?
Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773.
Now listen to me.
FlyingEagleGold.com says don't buy the sizzle of that steak until you understand the cost. In other words, don't buy the hype being dispensed by the rare coin pitchman over the alternative media until you understand the full story. Jeffrey Bennett has been a purveyor of wealth protection, gold and silver bullion, and rare collectible coins for over 17 years. His personal experience reaches back to 1958. FlyingEagleGold.com offers the most private, non-confiscable gold and silver coinage in the world at a very competitive cost. And Jeffrey takes personal pride in putting your interests ahead of all else. You're invited to call Flying Eagle Gold at 623-327-1778. That's 623-327-1778 for the truth about protecting your wealth. Join Jeffrey Bennett each day, Monday through Friday, when he hosts right here on LibertyRadioLive.com. The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. Then, when you subscribe, we will send you the last quarterly MP3 CD of that program immediately and continue to do so with each new quarter. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. My name is Nicholas, and we're going through Judges. We're in Judges chapter 20, and we just finished up a terrible scene where a man went into a city of Israel, and we see what happened in Israel, turning away from the law of our Heavenly Father, turning away from worshiping Him into idolatry and degenerating into all kinds of terrible things, and to the point where they have homosexual gangs roving about looking for, as the homosexuals would put it, fresh meat, and to do with whatever they want. And this is what happens in a society that degenerates from idolatry, and they get turned over to a reprobate mind, and such things, such terrible things can happen and do happen. And yes, as we see, the nation is turning into it where I live. The legislation, it's continually one state after another. I think they're going to satisfy the homosexuals with to be able to marry each other. Now, that's not going to satisfy their lusts. What they want is recruits. And everything they're doing is to normalize homosexuality so that they have more options in recruiting more sexual partners. That's what it is really all about. And when the land becomes lawless, as it did in Israel, where every man did that which was right in his own sight, we had these travelers traveling, and the man would not stop in a strange city. He would not stop until he got to a city of Israel. And you see what happened even in a city of Israel. So couldn't happen in America? Don't you believe it for a minute. I'm afraid that this type of thing is in our future. When the money fails, which the money is failing, when we have chaos and lawlessness, because how many police are going to work without pay? How many? And so all I can say to you people, with the times coming, you can't see the times of the signs? Well, open your eyes and see the times of the signs. You put your trust in mammon and men, especially in this funny money system they got going out there of unjust weights and balance. It can't work. It won't keep working. You see how it's spiraling out of control. Oh, they think they control it, and they do to a certain degree to make themselves rich and to bring about their agenda, but it has its own end. That's right. An unjust weight and balance monetary system has its own end, and that's an end which they can't control. We'll see. So what could happen in America? Well, what happens anywhere that lawlessness prevails? So look to it in your cities where they embrace all of this wickedness. You can look out for the roving gangs that'll be invading homes and looking to plunder the flesh of other men, even. So wickedness, such wickedness that they prefer men with men rather than women. We'll continue here. We're in Judges chapter 20, verse 1. And then all the children of Israel went out, and the congregation was gathered together as one man, from Dan even to Beersheba, with the land of Gilead, and unto Yahuwah and Mizpah. And the chief of all the people, of all, even all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in assembly of the people of God, 400,000 footmen that drew sword. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel were gone up to Mizpah. Then said the children of Israel, "Tell us how was this wickedness?" That, and the Levite, the husband of the woman that was slain, answered and said, "I came to Gibeah that belongeth to Benjamin, I and my concubine, the lodge, and the men of Gibeah rose up against me to beset the house round about upon me by night, and thought to have slain me and my concubine. They forced that she is dead. And I took my concubine and cut her in 12 in pieces and sent her throughout all the country of the inheritance of Israel, for they have committed lewdness and folly in Israel. Behold, you are all children of Israel. Give here your advice and counsel." And all the people arose as one man, saying, "We will not any of us go to his tent, neither will we any of us turn unto his house. But now this thing shall be done. We go to Gibeah, and we go up by lot against it. And we will take 10 men of 100 throughout the tribes of Israel, and 100 of 1,000, and 1,000 of 10,000, and fetch victual for the people, that they may do, and they may come to Gibeah of Benjamin, according to all the folly that they have wrought in Israel. So all the men of Israel were gathered against the city, knit together as one man. Oh, you know, this is a beautiful thing. If only this could happen in America. Oh, but it won't happen in America, will it? Well, one, the men of the churches. Oh, you can go to church, you can turn in your weapon and get candy or something, you know? I mean, that's what they're doing in the churches this day. They're disarming the people. They're teaching them not their hands to war, as the scripture says, not to be an army for Yahuwah, our God, but they're teaching them, oh, you got to let the government take, let the wicked government take care of it. And you'll watch the wicked government turn the nation over to wickedness. Yes, if only Yahuwah, the people of God, and not those that call themselves the people of God but are not. And I'm going to give you a clue here. They call themselves the people of God, but they are not. Now, if in the time of the Messiah, Yahshua, when he walked on the earth during Daniel's 70th week, and he said to them, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, and they said, well, we got to do something. We're going to lose our position with Rome. Yeah. They called themselves, and the scripture says Jews, but the proper term would be Yahudim, or the people of God, the people that are called by his name, but they were not. He said, your father is the devil. That's right, your father is the devil. He said, you bear witness against yourself. That's what Yahshua, Jesus, said to them. So we recognize them, that they called themselves the people of God, but they were not, because their father was the devil. And they were in bed with the state. They were more concerned about what the Romans would think, what the civil authority would think. They would lose their position. They would lose their 501c3 tax-deductible donations. They would lose their pensions. They would lose their salaries. They would lose their medical plans. And so all of the churches today, through their 501c incorporation with the state, they bow down to Caesar, the civil authority, because they don't want to lose their position. They don't want to lose their benefits, their Socialist Security. They don't want to lose their pensions, their salaries, their medical plans, their retirement plans. So they will never do. They will never become as one man against wickedness. They will just wink at it. A man's being persecuted, a church is being torn apart, the government is taking the children from everyone in that church. No, we'll listen to what the government says about them. They bring false accusations, which are obviously false to anyone who looks into it. And when one accusation, they can't make it stick, they just make up another accusation, one that will stick. How'd you like it if they come out to arrest you for sodomy, for molesting children and pornography, but they search your house and they take you away and put you in jail and they search your house and they find nothing? But they don't send you back home. They look for something else to put on you. Well, that's what's happening to the Alamo Church and all of its members. The children have been taken away. And the rest of the church, well, the government must be right. We'll lose our position. That's what's really going on. We don't want to lose our benefits and our position. We can't stand. But you know what? If they stood up as one man, yeah, they'd lose their so what. But their trust is in mammon. Their trust is in the benefits of men. Just like the scribes and Pharisees that the Messiah called hypocrites, who were afraid they would lose their place and their position with the Roman Empire. Yes, they were the official church of the state. So unfortunately, would we get up like one man? Would we bring our AK-47s and our swords and whatever weapons we had and show up as one man to execute justice in the land? Would it be righteous to do? Oh, yes, it would be a righteous thing to do. But let's see what happened here. The children of Benjamin gathered themselves together out of the cities unto Gibeah to go to battle against the children of Israel. So all the children of Benjamin got together. to what? Defend wickedness? Okay, chapter 20, verse 11. So all the men of Israel gathered against the city, knit together as one man. And the tribes of Israel sent men through all the tribe of Benjamin, saying, that what wickedness is that you have done among you? Now therefore deliver us. I mean, they were like Sodom and Gomorrah in Israel. What wickedness is that you've done among you? Now therefore deliver us the men, the children of Belial, which are in Gibeah, that we may put them to death and put away evil from Israel. But the children of Israel, of Benjamin, the children of Benjamin would not hearken to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel. But the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together out of the cities unto Gibeah, and to go to battle against the children of Israel. And the children of Benjamin were numbered at the time out of the cities 20,600 men that drew sword, beside the inhabitants of Gibeah, which were numbered 700 chosen men. Among all this people there were 700 chosen men left-handed. Every one could sling a stone at a hair breadth and not miss. And the men of Israel beside Benjamin were numbered 400,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of war. And the children of Israel rose and went up to the house of God and asked counsel of God, and said, which of us shall go up from first to battle against the children of Benjamin? And Yahuwah said, Judah shall go up first. And you know what just came to my mind? Ah, yes, one of the lamb-like qualities of the new nation that rose up in the wilderness called America. One of those lamb-like qualities, the militia. That's right. Every tribe had their own militia. Every city organized and every state had a militia. And all the men were required to have a weapon and to train for war. That's what America should be. This is a demonstration of the militia. All of these men trained in war, brought their own weapon. Man, who could fight against a land like that? Could the Chinese invade? They would not dare to. That's why America is secure today. All they can do is terrorize us. But they don't dare invade this land because this is the most armed populace on the face of the planet. Why do you think they're so trying so hard to disarm America so they can come in and plunder us? So, just thought I'd mention that lamb-like quality of America, the nation that rose up in the wilderness having two horns. Lamb-like. So let's continue in Judges here. So Judah was called to go up first. And I'm trying to find out where I left off. Lost my place here. Let me look. The men of Israel went up to battle against Benjamin. The men of Israel put themselves in array to fight against them at Gibeah. And the children of Benjamin came forth out of Gibeah and destroyed down to the ground of the Israelites that day 22,000 men. And the people of the men of Israel encouraged themselves and set their battle again in array in the place where they put themselves in array the first day. And the children of Israel up and wept before Yahuwah until even and asked counsel of Yahuwah, saying, shall we go up again to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother? And Yahuwah said, go up against him. And the children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day. And Benjamin went forth against them out of Gibeah the second day and destroyed down to the ground the children of Israel. Again, 18,000 men. All these drew the sword. Then all the children of Israel, all the people went up and came unto the house of God and wept and sat there before Yahuwah and fasted that day until even and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yahuwah. And the children of Israel inquired of Yahuwah, for the Ark of the Covenant of God was there in those days. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar the son of Aaron stood before it in those days, saying, shall I set again to go to battle against the children of Benjamin on the third day and put themselves in array against Gibeah as at other time? And the children of Benjamin went out against the people and were drawn away from the city. And they began to smite of the people and kill as at other times in the highways of which one goeth up to the house of God and the other to Gibeah in the field, about 30 men of Israel. And the children of Benjamin said, they are smitten down before us as at the first. But the children of Israel said, let us flee and draw them from the city unto the highways. And all the men of Israel rose up out of their place and put themselves in array at Baal Tamar, and the liers in wait of Israel came forth out of their places out of the meadows of Gibeah. And there came against Gibeah 10,000 chosen men out of all Israel, and the battle was sore, but they knew not that evil was near them. And Yahuwah smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamites that day 25,100 men, all that drew the sword. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten, for the men of Israel gave place to the Benjamites, because they trusted unto their liers in wait, which they had set beside Gibeah. And the liers in wait hasted and rushed upon Gibeah, and the liers in wait drew themselves along and smote all the city with the edge of the sword. Now there was an appointed sign between the men of Israel and the liers in wait, that they should make a great flame with smoke rise up out of the city. And when the men of Israel retired in battle, Benjamin began to smite and kill the men of Israel, about 30 persons. For they said, surely they are smitten down before us as the first battle. But when the flame began to rise up out of the city with a pillar of smoke, the Benjamites looked behind them, and behold, the flame of the city ascended up to heaven. And when the men of Israel turned again, the men of Benjamin were amazed, for they saw that evil was come upon them. Therefore they turned their backs before the men of Israel unto the way of the wilderness. But the battle overtook them, and them which came out of the cities they destroyed in the midst of them. Thus they enclosed the Benjamites round about, and chased them, and trod them down with ease over against Gibeah toward the sun rising. And there fell of Benjamin 18,000 men. All these were men of valor, and they turned and fled toward the wilderness unto the rock of Rimmon. And they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men, and pursued hard after them unto Gidom, and slew 2,000 men of them. So that all which fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of valor. But 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness unto the rock Rimmon, and abode in the rock Rimmon 4 months. And the men of Israel turned again upon the children of Benjamin, and smote them with the edge of the sword, as well the men of every city as the beast, and all that came to hand. Also they set on fire all the cities that they came to. Now the men of Israel had sworn in Mizpah, saying, there shall not any of us give his daughter unto Benjamin to wife. And the people came to the house of God and abode there till even before God, and lifted up their voices and wept sore, and said, O Lord God of Israel, why is this thing come to pass in Israel, that there should be today one tribe lacking in Israel? And it came to pass on the morrow that the people rose early and built there an altar and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. And the children of Israel said, who is there among all the tribes of Israel that came not up with the congregation unto Yahuwah? For they had made a great oath concerning him that came not up to the Lord to Mizpah, saying, he shall surely be put to death. And the children of Israel repented them for Benjamin their brother, and said, there's one tribe cut off from Israel this day. How shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing we have sworn by the Lord that we shall not give them our daughters to wives? And they said, what one is there of the tribes of Israel that came not up to Mizpah to the Lord? And behold, there came none to the camp from Jabesh Gilead to the assembly, for the people were numbered, and behold, there were none of the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead there. And the congregation sent hither 12,000 men of the most valiant, and commanded them, saying, Go and smite the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead with the edge of the sword, and the women and the children. And this thing that you shall do, you shall utterly destroy every male and every woman that hath lain by man. And they found among the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead 400 young virgins that had not known a man by lying with any male, and they brought them to the camp of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, and the whole congregation sent to speak to the children of Benjamin that were in the rock Rimmon, and call peaceably to them. And Benjamin came, and at that time they gave them wives which they had saved alive to the women of Jabesh Gilead, and yet so they sufficed them not. And the people repented them for Benjamin, because that the Lord had made a breach in the tribes of Israel. Then the elders of the congregation said, How shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing the women are destroyed out of Benjamin? And they said, There must be an inheritance for them that be escaped to Benjamin, that a tribe be not destroyed. And of course, who escaped out of Benjamin? I mean, they didn't destroy every man of Benjamin. There was the righteous man who took them into his house, as I'm certain that there were righteous. And when you see the destruction of the wicked, it shall not come near thee. So of those righteous in Benjamin, I would assume that they were the ones who escaped. Although we don't get all these kinds of details in the story as it's relayed here. Judges 21, verse 17. And they said, There must be an inheritance for them that be escaped to Benjamin, that a tribe not be destroyed out of Israel. Howbeit, we may not give them wives of our daughters, for the children of Israel have sworn, saying, Cursed be he that giveth a wife to Benjamin. And they said, Behold, there is a feast of Yahuwah in Shiloh yearly, in a place which is on the north side of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goeth up from Bethel to Shechem, and on the south of Lebonah. Therefore they commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, Go, lie in wait in the vineyards, and see, and behold, if the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance and dances, then come ye out of the vineyards, and catch you every man his wife of the daughters of Shiloh, and go to the land of Benjamin. And it shall be, when their fathers or their brethren come up unto us to complain, that we shall say unto them, Be favorable unto them for our sakes, because we reserve not each man his wife in the war, for ye did not give unto them at this time, that you should not be guilty. And the children of Benjamin did so, and took them wives according to their number of them that danced, whom they caught. And they went and returned unto their inheritance, and repaired the cities, and dwelt in them. And the children of Israel departed thence at that time, every man to his own tribe and to his own family, and they went out from thence, every man to his inheritance. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And that's a sad way to end it. The book of Judges. The government of the people, by the people, and for the people that the Heavenly Father gave the children of Israel in the wilderness. Well, you've been listening to Cross the Border. We'll see you next time.